I need our parents to know that we need to kind of invest in the relationship, in what I call in my practice the bucket of love. Okay, when we go to an ATM machine, we need to have deposited some money to withdraw, right? If I say something to my teen, it's wrong. However, if it comes from somebody that they seem to foster a positive relationship with, then it can pass. They are much more open. You have to stop beating around the bush, because then they feel trapped. They feel like, something smells wrong here.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this podcast. This is a co-production between AiderSonEnfant.com and La Fondation Jeune en Tête. And today we are going to talk about friendship, relationship, breakups, toxicity, and then some. Before we get started, let's watch this.
Mental health challenges. For over 20 years now, La Fondation Jeune en Tête has offered mental health awareness workshops all over Quebec's high schools. La Fondation now offers mental health kits for families, youth, and school staff. Free, simple, and lively scientifically validated content to reduce psychological distress. To find out more, go to fondationjeuneentete.org.
I have the pleasure of interviewing psychoeducator Myrna Antun. Myrna, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Myrna, tell me, how should we talk about our child's first romantic relationship? How should we open up that discussion?
So before we even go there, before we try to open up any what we call delicate, sensitive discussions with our child, with our teenager, I need our parents to know that we need to kind of invest in the relationship, in what I call in my practice the bucket of love. Okay, when we go to an ATM machine, we need to have deposited some money to withdraw, right? Well, it's the same thing with our kids. We need to invest in the relationship. We need them to know that how much they're important to us by spending quality time with them, by them knowing, just by how we look at them, how we talk about them in their presence or in their absence, that they are loved, by being interested in what they're doing and listening to the small stuff. Because when we listen to the small stuff and we show them that it's important, they will come to us with the big stuff.
So small stuff, sometimes it doesn't seem that interesting. You know, when they talk about their specific interests for like mangas or something, they're like, you're like, okay, why? Oh, but you're telling me that I should keep listening.
Definitely, because you want to have them to come to you. They're going to know that you are somebody that will listen to them, that you are present, that you are there, and they will be more open to come with the more hard stuff. Okay. So that is one thing I want to know. I want to say that the relationship, the bond that we have with our kids, right, is one of the biggest, in English we say resiliency factor, in French c'est le facteur de protection, that we can give them when they are exposed to any kind of challenges. And romantic relationships is one of them, okay? And the last thing I want our parents to know is adolescence is a period where our teens think we don't know anything. We don't understand the reality. Whatever comes out of their mouth is wrong. So I need them to identify in their circle who are their allies, who are the other people around them that have positive relationship with their teen that they can lean on. Because if I say something to my teen, it's wrong. However, if it comes from somebody that they seem to foster a positive relationship with, then it can pass. They are much more open. And I want them to know that it's normal, that tension is normal, the give and take, that I want you to be there, but I don't really want you to be there. And I don't want to know what you think is normal. Okay. So these three things are important. And then I want them to know that 80% of the success of an intervention is the attitude in which I'm going to go into it. Mm. And 20% is the is the intervention, okay? So I need to have an openness going into this kind of discussion with my teen. I need to know that I might be confronted with my values. I need to be ready to hear things that I'm not necessarily seeing things the same way. And then I need to know that what my objective is, okay? And I also need to be transparent and voice. This is why I'm talking to you about this. This is what's important for me to know, for you to know. This is what I wish for you in your relationships, okay? You have to stop beating around the bush because then they feel trapped. They feel like, something smells wrong here. And I don't really want to open up to you, okay? So we need to be direct and tell them what we, and be prepared for the conversation, okay?
I like that. I like that. So we need to say things as they are, be open, and also have a goal in mind. So we know why we're discussing this. We know what we don't want to say. And I like the bucket of love image. I think it's really good. So should we be sharing what we went through as teenagers and our love stories, or is that out of bounds?
I really think there's a lot to consider. You know, I find that there's a lot of pressure on parents. I find that we often tell them, here are the strategies that you should be doing. And because they're good, they should just be able to do them. However, parents are humans. Let's humanize the parent. And they have their baggage, they have their stories. So it's important that they have a place to process all of that and to consider where they're at with that before opening about their own relationship with their teen. That's super important. They have to have had that space to be able to have a good distance and be able to say, well, my teen is not me. What I went through as a teenager in my romantic relationships, even if it was difficult and sometimes not easy, it doesn't mean that it's going to happen to them. I need to have that distance because, or else I'm always going to, but you have to be careful. It's not dangerous and they are not you. It's important to keep that in mind, okay? They have to also not make it all about them, to remember the object. I'm sharing this because I want to bring something to the table for them. It's about them. Okay.
Yeah, and not about me. I like that.
And not about me. And also something that we often forget to do is to ask them, do you want me to share with you about my first relationships, how it looked like? Then they feel that they have control. They feel that they have the right to say yes or no. And we also have to be ready for the no. It's not a rejection per se. We shouldn't take it like that. We have to give them the choice. And when we do give them the choice, you'd be surprised as to how much easier it is for them to open up.
What are the signs that our teen is in a healthy relationship?
Well, for sure, the first thing that comes to mind is mutual respect. Okay, that's the big, big word. Respect for each other's opinions, boundaries, feelings, choices, personal space. The goal is to make each other feel good. Okay, and also to meet our own needs. It's important to talk to our kids about that, that nobody's going to make you happy. You can cultivate happiness together, but no one is responsible for the other person's happiness, okay? And also, there's also the notions of feeling free. I can do what I want. Also, the notion of consent, okay? And the key factor is to have fun, to feel like my teen is happy when they come back from that encounter, you know? They feel supported, happy, content.
I just also wanted to say that it's not because you're a teenager that you need to get into those romantic relationships right now, because sometimes there might be like some family pressure from the aunts or the uncles, like, oh, do you have a little boyfriend? Do you have a little girlfriend? Like, they don't need to get into it if they're not feeling it, right?
Of course. Of course they don't, but you'd be surprised how much teenagers search for love. want to be loved, want to belong. But of course, there's no rush to it. And it certainly shouldn't be the first questions adults ask when they see their niece or nephew or, you know.
Do you have a little boyfriend?
Yeah.
We don't say that anymore. It's not something that we should be saying. Myrna, thank you so much for, you know, putting less pressure on our shoulders as parents when it comes to talking about those things. So in the next segment, we will speak about the difference between conflict and violence in a romantic situation. Keep watching.